This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The transition team and any news about it continues to be the fish food for everybody in the bowl. And now this is what happens, the crush of the media. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll talk about Trump, and we'll talk about the security clearance for his kids, which I think that story actually turned out to be nonsense. And, of course, what is happening in Washington as we get ready for what I think will happen really rapidly, because here we are almost at Thanksgiving, and you all know how this slide goes. We hit the holidays, and before you know it, we are in that zone where time just slips away so quickly. And bravo to the people in Washington State trying to spend some money, which they should, in helping the homeless there get housing through housing vouchers. Is that program working? Is it one that can be modeled and copied? Let's hope the new president works with vets. That was one of his promises. I have a list of promises. I wrote them down because I'll just kind of follow them along and see how he does on them. One of the things definitely that was said a couple of different times was helping vets, working with vets. And I think it's terrific if this voucher program works and can spread to other VA systems, because I'll tell you, it's nothing worse than hearing some of these horrific stories that still continue to take place in the VA. So one of the things that Trump said was our great veterans are being treated very badly because of corruption and incompetence at the VA. That will stop. I will fix this quickly. That's one of the things that Donald Trump said back in December of last year. Because remember, this has been a very, 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 let me say it again, long campaign, right? Yeah. What is it? 16 months. It's ridiculous. That's a long time to run for president, isn't it? And I've said this before, you do any research and you look back into the presidency and how long these campaigns took, certainly not 16 months, not even a year. It used to be, boom, convention, a little conversation before it, and then there was who was running. And so you were talking about a 5 or 6 month window. Right at the top, let's go to Creme de la Creme and remind all of you we have nailed the score. I know I switched on you because so many people thought it was moved to Wednesday night. But Wednesday into Thursday, it's coming up in our last segment of this hour, and then we'll switch it back to Tuesday, not to add to the confusion. Creme de la Creme, how are you?
I'm doing fine tonight, Kate.
That's good.
It is somewhat sad with the veterans, because I tell you, one of the biggest problems, a lot of them don't even bother with it because the pride. You know?
Yes, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of them hurting out there that just won't take any.
They won't do it, yeah.
So, but, you know, something else, I kind of have a feeling that somebody might have won. You know, I keep getting at least one team score right. Close to the second, you know, that hand grenades and horseshoes.
Yeah, you just got to get closer, yeah.
Yeah, but I had a feeling that maybe you might have had somebody emailed you that got at least close or won, you know.
Yeah, there's been people that have gotten, nobody's won, but gotten close, yes.
Well, I didn't want to break
keep
that
getting
news
close
before, but
yeah.
But we did. Oh, well, I just had a feeling that, oh, boy, I think somebody won it this time.
I wish. No, nobody's won it, but I think somebody will this year. I do.
I do, too. You know, just pay attention. I'm pretty good at getting at least one team right.
That's right, and that's what matters. That means you're getting closer.
Closer! Like I promised last night, you know, I don't know if you went back and replayed Levin after I mentioned him, but I've been having my worries. Of course, all I get is, you know, lamestream media, and they've been propagandizing, you know, who Trump's been picking, and then turn around and find out, you know, even today that no, I'm not. I'm just strictly going to be an advisor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just been, and even listening to Levin the other night, I'm going to use an old timer's saying, because farmers used to look at it and relate it to farming. But, you know, the way it started out there from the weekend on was that it looked like Donald Trump was acting like he's going to become the world champion hog farmer. All the pork, you know, that was being raised up there in D.C., you know.
Earmarks
and, you know, career politicians that, you know, are hypocritical in what they do and what they say, you know. And Levin kind of led into that because Giuliani, you know, we don't need him in a position. Let him stick as an advisory. Same with Newt. Because, you know, sure, he knows the Constitution, but as soon as he starts saying, I'm willing to work between the aisles, you know, bipartisanship, well, that just tells you one thing, especially when we got an all-Republican House and Senate now, that we don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
That he's flip-flopping. And, you know, they're fine without power. And personally, I think, you know, Newt, he would make a great press secretary, and he could get back at some of the things the press did to him leading up to Trump's, you know, election. But I think he'd be great at that, personally.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, not only, you know, did he, you know, as the old timers say, he's, you know, starting to look like he's going to have a prize hog farm, but he got a couple of good old goats in there, though. Well, Jeff Sims is, Attorney General would be a great Attorney General, if you ask me. Even though he is a career politician, well, not really career, but he's been in the Senate for a while. He just doesn't really look at it as a career like all the others. Well,
right, I agree. Yeah.
And I don't know, I can't remember his name, but have you heard the announcement of who he expects to put in the EPA?
No, I thought there was a couple of different people they were talking about. Wasn't one person that was definite.
No, not definite, but one of them was, you know, really, you know, I keyed on. He's not a scientist.
Myron, one of the people was Myron Ebel. I know that he was on the list.
I think that's
him. Was somebody. Yeah. He was somebody they were talking about. I mean, they're going to. They might have to stall on that a little bit because he's a climate change denier, so it's
right.
raising some eyebrows and anyway, he is somebody they looked at. Yeah.
Well, not only that, they are going to start taking the funding. I can't remember exactly. I think this Go Green, but the funding mostly being going towards Go Green, and they've been taken away from Clean Air and Clean Water Act. And that's what he was going to focus. I think that's what he said he's going to focus more his time on because it's really more important. Which, you know, I can understand that and agree with that. But,
right.
Heck, Kate, most of America has been stabilizing carbon output in their plants using coal and whatnot.
That's true. See, that never gets talked about. You're absolutely right. Don't forget to join us, Creme de la Creme, at the tail end of this hour for Nail the Score. He's always there. So is Sharon in Maine. So is a lot of you. Dan in Texas. We'll see you in a couple of segments. Stay with us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Once again, I'm very fond of saying this, but this is a tremendous audience. Pat yourself on the back. I'm patting yourselves on the back. Can you hear it? Yeah. Weak sound effect. Anyway, so what I do love about this show is that so many of you email your thoughts. If you can't call or you're listening to the show at a different time of day, if you're listening for the first time and you want to hear back shows, go to tunein.com, go to gcnlive.com, and you can download that material. So on that note, because so many of you, yes, so many of you, have sent in emails, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Checking the mailbag, I got this one from Michael, who says, Kate, I hope that people who didn't vote for Donald Trump, he was not my candidate, I did vote for him, but I hope that people didn't vote for him are not hoping for him to fail. I remember when Obama first took office, people were furious with the people who didn't like Obama that were saying, oh, I hope he fails, and I hope he fails. I mean, listen, we are all Americans, and whether you're a Republican, Democrat, whatever version of that you want to call yourself or not call yourself, for goodness sake, let's please keep America great again and make it better by wishing and wanting and praying for our president to do well. And I can't add to that. I say hear, hear. I certainly think it is ridiculous to say I hope he fails, because that means the country is failing probably in some way. I mean, and just regardless, that's not what I want to see, and I hope that people are not thinking that. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Jake, who says, boy, I am not necessarily, Kate, as you know, a big fan of the Obamas. I don't hate the Obamas. I don't think everything that Obama did was terrible and awful. I think in his heart he had goodwill, even though I know some people are probably cringing hearing me say that. But it's because they can't give it all. However, I think this mayor of West Virginia, who said the comment, the Facebook comment, the ugly Facebook comment, thank goodness she was forced to resign. Name calling and finger pointing has to go. It's immature, it's stupid, and I know you say this all the time, that politics is like sports. Well, let's take the good side of sports, not the ugly side of sports. once again, I can't agree more. We can agree to disagree, and we can completely dislike somebody's values or what they're doing or what we think is happening, but name-calling is a sign of weakness because, it's like when you tell a kid, use your words. When they get frustrated or they're trying to say something, just use your words and make those words be smarter, bigger, badder words. Absolutely. You sound better anyway. Doesn't mean you can't disagree. It doesn't mean you can't think it's ridiculous in whatever policy or whatever it is we're talking about. But use the words. Absolutely. Yeah. And Facebook, it's interesting, just as a kind of a quick aside, social media has really gotten a lot of people in trouble. I think people think there's like a veil and that they can just tweet out whatever and they can put on Facebook whatever, and they can. But depending on what you do and who you work for, there is that chance that you could get fired. And I used to keep a running list of this, whether it was an athlete, whether it was somebody in politics, whether it was just somebody in a business, what would happen when they would tweet something out that they thought was clever and funny but was really nasty, and then what the reaction was and how they ended up losing a job as a result of that. All right, how about this? This one is from Mary, and she says, Kate, so disappointed in the election. Congratulations to all the people who were pro-Trump. I hope they're right. I hope the president surprises me, and maybe he does run it like an incredible business, and even if I don't agree with all policies, maybe some really work well and put people back on their feet and keep other people rising to a point where they feel like they can really make a living in this country. But one thing I'll say is they have to watch the moves that are just outright dumb because they're giving people ammunition. The other day when we heard that the Trump children wanted top-level security clearance, that was ridiculous. Now, I think his campaign manager came out and said that they were not trying to get security clearance, but that somebody had inquired about it, made a phone call, and then that became a big story. Yeah, here's what happened. I think that's what happened. I think somebody made a phone call about, hey, I'm inquiring about this, but it wasn't Trump or the people in the transition team is what I was told. So one thing that is interesting, and Trump tweeted this out, he said, I'm not trying to get top-level security clearance for my children. This was a typical false news story. He tweeted that out on Wednesday morning because there was this controversy over getting these clearances for Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner. Now, here's what's interesting. Kushner could end up with a top national security clearance as a key advisor to the father-in-law, because if he takes that position, then he would have that access, and that's appointments. So I would imagine there's one person that could, but the other kids, unless they were in some role, they wouldn't get that, because you think of children of presidents in the past, and of course everyone knows that. Supposedly, the children are going to take control of the family business in this kind of blind trust while he's president. That's what's been discussed. So I'm assuming that's probably what happened there. Now, Congressman Bernie Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, who's the ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, issued a statement coming out against Trump for the alleged request, which, again, Trump says that's not true. He said the president-elect's request of top security clearances for his children must be reconsidered. Granting security clearances to people whose part-time interest in our federal government is rooted in nepotism and the numerous conflicts of interest created by their continuing to run private corporations could chill information sharing with private industry and international partners. It is not in the best interest of our nation. Our nation's top secrets should not be carelessly or casually shared with those without a national security clearance. And then there was a whole bunch of other people that jumped on that. I do believe that this was just a phone call from somebody that didn't think about it and made the phone call, and then that became the story. I don't think it hit at the top levels. Okay, so let's move on to another one. How about this? This one is from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, we love you here in Sarasota, Florida. Keep doing what you do. I'm turning more people on to your show. I'm still hoping that you'll come and visit us sometime, perhaps do a live show or whatnot. I have to tell you, there's people in my neighborhood who did not vote for Donald Trump, but they are taking it like champs. there's open discussion, and even if people are frustrated on all sides of this, I think it's time that we need to get back to the business of living and not continue to constantly dredge up what happened in the election. It's over with. I mean, even Hillary Clinton and President Obama and John Podesta and those in the Democratic Party have said, let's give him a chance, let's be open-minded, and they're not wishing him to fail. Yeah. So we say that again. Don't want to see a fail. That's ridiculous. So I'm glad the people in your neighborhood are saying, I am assuming, similar things. How about this one? This one is from Mac, who says, wow, the national anthem just gets batted around. I heard you mention the story about the Buccaneer player who sat during the playing of the national anthem. I mean, give me a break. There's so many other ways to protest. I'm so tired of these athletes doing it. If they want to keep their profession healthy and well, they'll stop doing that and frustrating people who maybe like the great game of football, like yourself, who say enough is enough. Yeah, this was Mike Evans, and he said he didn't stand for the national anthem because he was protesting Donald Trump being elected president. He said it wasn't a one-time thing. He would continue to do it. He said, you know, this is different than Kaepernick. He said that's it. He said that the tone of racism and sexism and all of that is shocking, and he refuses to stand for the national anthem. And I do agree with you. I think some people are tiring of this. It's not good because of the, I understand the frustration level. I think there are other ways to protest. I'm all for people protesting. Don't get me wrong on that. I implored all of you to do that. If you were frustrated with the system, I thought the protest was email, call, because I found out that when you call your congresspeople or your senators, a certain amount of those calls start to hit home, and they actually pay attention to what you're saying. So there you go. I would just say that it's not, again, it's not, is it really, because now we're kind of weary of that. It's like when you keep doing something over and over again, okay, you made your point, but now when that keeps happening, is it hitting the mark? Are people saying, yeah, right on, that's, I agree, or I understand that protest? And that's the thing to ask yourself, I guess, is what I'm saying. So keep those emails coming, appreciate it, and you can send it to americatonight.net, click on contact, and you're in, bada bing, just like that.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Trump and his transition team. Certainly we know, if we go back, well, geez, it seems like almost 2 years ago, and before that, actually, he's been talking about this, but Donald Trump was talking about building a wall and what to do about the horrific problems we're having with immigration, and illegal immigration and also legal immigration, I'm going to call it that. So I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Roy Beck. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. It's the nation's largest immigration reduction advocacy group, and he, in fact, has personally advised the president-elect along with several other candidates as well on immigration. Roy, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Well, good morning to you.
So let me ask you this, because I met Donald Trump once and he couldn't have been nicer. This was a long, long time ago. But a lot of people are still trying to figure out more about Donald Trump. And you obviously dealt with him a little bit. How did you find him to be the president-elect?
I am no expert, very little direct experience with him, but my experience is with the people that are around him. What you hear a lot about is he's got that very much the head of the boardroom, you know, the CEO that sits at the end of the table and asking the construction chief, how's that project going? Do we have the plumbing in here? It's that very hands-on, you know, you can really cut through the BS. Somebody starts to get a little long-winded. No way. You know, I think it's what people probably would expect is that he's not the kind of person that gets in for, that I don't think he is, who gets in for long philosophical discussions. He's an action man.
There you go. He's an action man. So that's good for people to know that. And that was what he said when he was campaigning about the problems and business and his background. And that's exactly what you said is exactly how I think he would describe himself. And we heard him do it, in fact, many times. So what immigration changes do you think we can expect from Donald Trump?
Well, he made lots of promises. Every candidate makes dozens, scores of promises. And some of those promises that candidates make, you have to kind of question whether they ever really were very serious about them. Most of them, though, they mean them, but there's so many that, you know, that's like, are they number 5 or are they number 50? Are they going to get to them? When it comes to immigration, it's absolutely clear the immigration issues propelled him to the front of the primaries. They propelled him into the presidency. For him to walk away from those promises or to just sort of let them, you know, sort of lie fallow there and not be acted on, it's going to be absolutely noticeable. No way he could do it. It would be political malpractice. And on 60 Minutes the other day, he made it clear immigration is one of his 3 top issues. He will act on them. I have no question. I know that the people who are surround him have years of experience in this issue. They do sit in long, deep philosophical conversations about all of this. And he's also, I know the transition teams are moving toward making things happen. So, you know, that's always the question. Is he going to fulfill promises? Yes. Will he fulfill the promises in the specificity that he used during the campaign? Not necessarily. That's my belief. I think that he's going to work on them to stick with the overall point of them. And here's the important thing. You see all these people around the country. I just saw that the Organization of Catholic Bishops just put out, you know, great concern. They're going to oppose the new president on deportations. People really are misunderstanding that the promise of the Trump campaign was not to punish people who are here illegally. The promise was to help unemployed Americans and help Americans who are employed to have higher wages. In other words, the promise is to stop illegal immigrants from taking jobs when we have 50 million working age Americans who aren't in the workforce. So his promise right now is to deport criminal aliens, but you notice he's not really talking about mass deportation or the rest. What he's saying is, I'm going to get them out of the jobs. The DACA recipients, these are the executive amnesty people that Obama invented, this executive amnesty, and gave them all work permits. Well, he's not saying I'm going to go after them and deport them. He says I'm going to take away their work permits so that those jobs are held by Americans, not by people here illegally. That's the kind of thing we're going to see. We're also going to see on his list, on his transitions website, it says, you know, one of the top things is going to be he's going to reform legal immigration to serve the best interests of America and its workers. And that means we're going to reduce immigration from over 1 million a year back toward historical norms. And he uses that term. Historical norms is more like 250,000. In the 50s and 60s, we had 250,000 a year. Now it's over 1 million a year. That's got to happen in Congress. He can't do it himself. But I think he's going to push the members of Congress to pass legislation to end chain migration and the visa lottery, to reduce the number of lifetime work permits given to foreign citizens by, you know, maybe about 400,000 a year. So that's a really kind of a quick overview of some pretty major action.
Yeah, so and that's pretty big when you say 250,000, you know, maybe 400,000 a year with the work permits. And we saw what happened with the work permits, which horrified people when you had, like, work permits or student visas. We know what happened on 9/11. And then since that time, there's been all these promises of reform, but that hasn't really happened. And then is this part of the reason why? Because we can't keep track of who's coming in and when they're leaving or when they're supposed to leave and all of that?
Well, one of his promises, very specific promises, was that he would finish the entry-exit system. That system was ordered by Congress back in the 90s, and President Clinton didn't do anything on it. President George W. Bush did very little on it, kind of gave up on it. President Obama did nothing, as far as I can tell. But it's the law of the land that we would have a system in which everybody that comes into the country that's not a citizen, the citizens get checked in too, but everybody gets checked in. So if you're here on a visa, you check in, you fingerprint yourself in, and the system knows when your visa ends. And so when you leave the country, you fingerprint yourself out at the airport or at the gate on a land entry. And if you don't, if you haven't fingerprinted yourself out, the system knows, oh, Roy Beck entered the country on X date. He was supposed to leave on November 1, but he's still here. He is now here illegally. And that sets something up in the whole system. So if this person comes in contact with any part of the, you know, the sort of the national information grid, you find them. Right now, we keep no track of people. You know how many people come into this country legally every year? 40 million. More than 40 million foreign citizens have visas to come into this country every year, and we don't keep track of them in any way.
Wow. That's crazy.
But see, that's why Congress passed this
crazy
law. But Trump says, I'm going to see that gets done. That's something for us to watch. You know, now Congress can, if Congress refuses to give him the money to finish it up, then you know we got a stalemate. But you know, right now he has his own party in there. I'm quite sure that the majority of Republicans in Congress are eager to work with him on these issues. I'm not sure that the Republican leadership in Congress is going to be enthusiastic. That's one of the things we're going to have to really work on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we take all of that and some of those shocking numbers that are maybe some people listening to this show, which is syndicated across the nation, but also internationally, who are listening to this. And then you look at the illegal activity. Roy, do you really think the number? I think we have no idea what it is. Everybody keeps saying 11 million, 12 million. I think it may be more than that. What do you think?
I know that there are lots of opinions on this, and I think we do have some idea, and mainly I base that on people I know who work either in the Census Bureau who work around the Census Bureau, people who have the same kind of concerns I do about immigration, and they believe, you know, it's hard to hide, you know, tens of millions of people. It does seem like maybe it is possible where there may be as many as 18 million in the country. So,
yeah.
And I know, and it's, and since the census basically has done its estimates of around 11 or 12, I think that's the floor. So, you know, generally I would say we have 12 to 18 million people in the country. It's really not that important to know exactly how many illegal immigrants we have in the country, as long as we know they shouldn't be here, and we should figure out how to keep them from hurting us. That is, we need to keep them from having jobs, because most of them, that's the main thing. It's not, these illegal immigrants are not, they're not bad people. They're like a lot of people who shoplift or you know, take something out of somebody's backyard. They're not really evil people, but nonetheless, they are stealing something to which they're not entitled. And the main thing they're stealing is jobs, and their presence causes wages of certainly of the lower classes of American workers to fall. So, you know, we want to, the number one thing is to, of course you don't want anybody to terrorist. That's kind of a different issue. But for the most of them, we just want to make sure they no longer are holding jobs. They no longer are in the workforce, and they are not taking government benefits. And basically, we feel that illegal immigration will take care of itself once you do that, once you take away the incentives.
Yeah, boy, interesting. We have like 30 seconds left. We're going to see a wall or not?
We're going to see a much more of the multi-layer fence, walls, dependent, you can call it either way. It's not going to go. I do not believe it will go from the Pacific to the Gulf of Mexico. There will be sections that they'll decide it really isn't the best thing. And I think Trump has already indicated that. But we will. I think we're going to see in the first few months, we're going to see really accelerated activity building that fencing or wall.
All right. Roy Beck, CEO of Numbers USA. Check it out. Thanks so much, Roy. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It is time to nail the score. And there are some great games on tap this week, that's for sure. I think our computer is going to have a very tough time choosing the game. You know, we're getting down to the point of the season where we're at, can you believe it, Week 11 in the NFL. Where does the time go? Is that a sign of getting old when everything seems like it's just flying by? Regardless, let's let the computer fly. Oh, and the game of the week is, you ready for this? The Texans and the Raiders. It's the Monday night game. It's interesting because the Raiders are 7-2. Derek Carr looks phenomenal, the Raiders quarterback. The Texans with Brock Osweiler are not doing too badly. They got shellacked by his old team, Denver, this season. But otherwise, look, the Texans are 6-3, and they have the same quarterback. It's not quarterback by committee because pretty much that's what's happened in Houston, so the fans are pretty excited about this. This is a huge game. Oakland is favored by 5.5. Don't worry about that. You pick a side. Texans or the Raiders, and you tell me what you think the final score is going to be. I bet we're going to have a winner this season. Week 11, it may happen the last week. I don't know. It may happen this week. But I think we're going to have a winner. So spread the word. Normally, our Tuesday into Wednesday show, second hour, we did it at a special time this time around because people were confused because of the election. So lots of people calling in. Let's take our first victim, Everett in Washington. Hello, Everett.
It's going to be the Raiders 37, Texans 16.
Wow, 37-16. So you're saying that the defense for the Texans are going to fall apart?
Well, Raiders have been off for 2 weeks. They haven't been.
I think they're good. I like Jack Del Rio. I think he's done a great job with that club. And I talked to Tom Flores, who won a couple of Super Bowls with them and is now a broadcaster for them. And he really thinks they could go a lot further than people think. All right, Everett, you were the first one in the door, so you own that score. Thank you. 37-16. Pete is no longer in his bunker since Trump was elected and will take office in less than 70 days. Hi, Pete.
It's a lovely day.
Yeah, goodbye, bunker. I got you.
28-17, Oakland.
All right, 28-17, Oakland. Would you ever dress up and wear all that paint on their face like the face painters do in Oakland? Would you ever wear that?
No, not me.
Me either. I went to a Kiss concert once. I think, Pete, I was the only one that didn't have paint on my face. that's what the Raiders remind me of, because they have that same, you know, the black and the silver and all of that. And I think it's wild that they're into it. But if it, you know, I don't know. If it takes that long to get ready, it's not for me. It's not for me to paint my face. I have never done that. All right, we're back to creme de la creme. Hello.
I don't think there's enough Coronas for me to do that.
I don't think there is for me either. I don't. It doesn't matter. 24? Doesn't matter. There's nothing that would get me to do it.
No. I want to say 36, although I do like Texas. But Oakland's going to beat them. What can you say? It's going to be a defensive thing. So I'll say 36, Oakland. 24, Texans.
All right, so Raiders again, 36-24. How about that? So everybody's on the Raiders bandwagon. Let's go. Let me get up the numbers again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. 31-27, Raiders over the Texans. And heard a little thing on Rush Limbaugh today that Ted Cruz might be in line for Justice Department.
Yeah, they've been talking about
that. It's been an hour with Trump today, and talk about drain the swamp and goodbye Obamaites. There's the boy that could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if he ended up in that spot and with his legal background.
You're going to be on tomorrow night, or are you going to do a rerun?
No, I'm on tomorrow night.
Okay, good. Then I'll call in. I got some information for you.
Oh, good. Let's hear that. Keep that for tomorrow. Dan has some information. Yeah, the Cruz thing, I think, is very, very real, very fluid. I heard that from somebody in Washington a couple days ago. You know, some of those names are, I think, purposely being leaked out because to get people excited or interested or whatever. Sharon is listening to us in the great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
How you doing?
I'm good. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. Since it's a home game for Raiders, I'm going to pick the Raiders 31-24.
Wow, 31-24. Everybody, Sharon, you included, jumped on the Raiders. Would you ever paint your face the way the Raider fans do?
No.
None of us would. I would have done that when I was 14. I wouldn't. No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
No.
Those people are crazy, wild. Thank you for the call. Passionate about their Raiders. Now, here's somebody who might. Nathan, would you paint your face like the Raider fans do, like silver and black, and wear the attire like Mad Max?
You know, you
you mentioned, well, the computer picked the Raiders, and I thought, you know, the Raiders back in the day, I always kind of liked that insignia.
They were bad.
Yeah. I'd let my girlfriend do it. She'd probably do it to me. I'm really lazy.
If she painted,
but I would totally wear it.
Oh, I love it.
I would.
I love it. That's good. And that's like kiss makeup. I love it.
Yeah, you went to a kiss show. See, that too. I would go to a kiss show and not wear makeup.
Yeah, I want to rock and roll. You know all their songs. Beth, I hear you. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm not a singer. I liked it. It was fun. My Uncle John took me. I think he was in shock, but it was so fun.
Where was the show?
Philadelphia.
Nice.
It was at a place called the Spectrum, and it was just crazy. People were just... I mean, it was crazy fun. It wasn't out of control. It was fun.
Awesome.
They put on a show. You know, they put on a show, so you get the whole stage show with them.
Well, yeah. That was the whole thing.
That's the whole thing about them.
And, like, Alice before them.
Yeah.
Really...
Yeah.
They made the theatrics happen.
Yeah, so you got entertained. Absolutely. What do you think? So you think Raiders?
I am. I'm going with the Raiders. I'm going to make it easy and just do a 28-21.
28-21. Nathan says Raiders. Thank you, Nathan. By the way, you can also send me your guesses. I know I'm getting some because the same people know to do that. It's americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If you missed the call... I'm saying the Raiders, too. I wouldn't go against Derek Carr and Jack Del Rio in that defense. I think it's going to be... I mean, I'm good for the Texans that they're playing better, but this is on the road. I'm going to say 27-17, the Raiders. And what's interesting, too, for the Raiders is if the Raiders win that game, boy, they're 8-2. That's pretty good territory. And if you think of the division they're in, it's a tough division. I mean, around them, although they're right there. So you have KC, you have Denver, San Diego's in the toilet, but Denver's 7-3, Oakland, and Kansas City. So they're all right in that same pack. And their wins have been pretty exciting this year. They've had a couple of really close games, but they came out on the winning side. It started for them with the Saints. They beat the Saints by a point, and I remember that first week, and they just beat the Broncos. A lot of people were saying it was the Broncos, but they beat the Broncos, and they've beaten some pretty decent teams. They lost to the Falcons, but it was a close game, and the Chiefs, that was probably their worst game. I think it's going to be a good game. Good luck to everybody. I hope somebody nails the score this time around.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.